Grace and mercy and peace belong to you from God our Heavenly Father, which is why we're so thankful tonight, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to focus a little bit more on this Psalm of Thanksgiving. It's cute. It's five verses. It's real short. But this man is like relentlessly thankful, and we want to ask the question why. Let the whole earth shout triumphantly to God. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we're his. We're his people, the sheep of his pasture. Then enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, and his faithful love endures forever. His faithfulness through all generations. The word of the Lord. In the name of God, our Heavenly Father, who created us and made us his people, my dear Christian friends and fellow redeemed, I know that it's not Christmas time yet, that it's Thanksgiving. But I think the rest of the world already thinks it's at least a little bit Christmas, at least from the merchandising. And we all know that this day after Thanksgiving is famously or infamously called Black Friday. And I think that there's probably more than a few of us in here who've been sneaking peeks about what might be going on sale on Friday. I'll be candid. This has never sat well with me. On Thursday, we pause as people to say thank you to God for his generosity, his abundance. We talk to him about how content we are. We pray the Lord's Prayer, give us today our daily bread. We talk about humility and how we can live with this much or that much or the other thing. And then, the very next day, as though nothing had been said the day before, we say, well, God, I'm dissatisfied. I need to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to wait in line for 3 hours because I can't possibly live another day of my life unless I spend $3 for this thumb drive. It doesn't sit right, does it? Not to me, it doesn't. Sometimes we go shopping on Black Friday, not just for stuff for ourselves, but sometimes we say, well, I need to look at the sales because I do Christmas shopping, and I'm, you know, looking for other people. But even that seems to be becoming more difficult. So much so that there's all these blogs and internet websites that are talking about, what do you get the man who has everything? What do you get the woman who has everything? Everybody's got everything already. Maybe because they're shopping the same Black Friday sales that we are. And so we buy stuff on Black Friday. And then it feels, you know, like in my head I've got this vision of this presentation of the gift at Christmas time. And you say, Father or Mother or lifelong friend, I wish to give you this piece of junk that I purchased on Black Friday that came on a boat from China. But I saved $12 on it. And I want you to know that this useless thing, which you're going to go immediately and throw in the garbage, is my sign of my everlasting love and honor and respect for you and your lifelong friendship and all you've done. Now, I'm speaking with my tongue in my cheek and satirically for a reason. Because as I'm pondering all of this Thanksgiving, I ask myself the question, where does a thankful heart come from? Where does it come from? Does a thankful heart come from abundance? Because if it did, Americans should be the most thankful people in the history, in the history of the world, right? And we should be way more thankful tonight than we were a year ago, because I'm making an assumption now, but we have more stuff in 2017 than we did in 2016, right? Are you feeling more thankful tonight than you did a year ago? And are you going to feel more thankful a year from now than you do tonight? Where does a thankful heart come from? Does it really come from abundance and generosity and stuff? Because I wonder if perhaps a thankful heart comes from scarcity. You tell me, who's more thankful? Is it the person who's got so much money that he doesn't know what to do with it, that he walks right on to the car dealership and he plops down cash and buys himself a new car? Is he grateful for this new mode of transportation? Or is the person who has no car and has a bicycle gifted to him now more thankful because this is his mode of transportation so that he can go to work and get a job? Who's more thankful? Those of us who are gathered in the chapel tonight, most of whom have never once in our lives had to worry about where our next meal is going to come from? Those of us in here who flush down our garbage disposals and throw in the garbage between $2,000 and $3,000 worth of food because we're just too lazy to eat it in time and it spoils? Or is it the person around the world who's standing in a bread line, the homeless person, who's really grateful just to have one slice of bread? Who's more thankful? You kids who are in here tonight. Are you more thankful? You who've got a mom and a dad, a roof over your head, food on the table, a bed to sleep in. You've got so many toys that your parents put them in garbage bags and haul them to our great exchange. And yet when I talk to moms and dads, there's nothing but relentless dissatisfaction and complaining and ingratitude. Does Thanksgiving really come from abundance, or does it come from scarcity, like the orphan who has none of those things but thinks they're in the 11th heaven when somebody takes them as a foster kid just for a couple of weeks this time of year? Does a thankful heart come from abundance, or does it come from scarcity? It seems that it's harder for people to be thankful now. Well, when I don't know the answer to a question, I do this following exercise. I read the Bible. And it has nothing to do with just, you know, you're a preacher or a pastor. It has to do with the fact that God answers all of our questions in the Bible. And that's not just lip service. He answers all of our questions in the Bible. And the answer to the question as to whether or not a thankful heart comes from abundance or scarcity is in this psalm. It's cute. It's 5 verses. But this guy is really, really thankful. Why is he so thankful? And yet here we stand in 2017 in America, and it seems so hard for us to be so grateful and thankful because we've got way more than he did. There's 2 verses in the beginning. There's 2 verses on the end. But I want you to look at verse 3 now with me, because that's where this psalmist gives his reasons as to why he's so thankful. Look at verse 3. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we're his. Do you see that? You know why the psalmist is so grateful? Because he owes his very life to God. That there is a supreme being. His name is Triune, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And God, our Father, in love, gave us our existence. Does thanksgiving come from thankfulness or scarcity? Well, when you don't have a life, when you don't exist, that's pretty scarce. And this author of the psalm at least acknowledges he is so grateful to be alive. He owes it all to God, his Father, his Maker. You are our Creator, and we belong to you. He's singing a different tune than Americans do. Americans who think that they're going to find more happiness in a Black Friday sale, in which there's a million tchotchkes and everybody's buying the same thing. But the author finds thanksgiving in the uniqueness of a gift that only God his Father can give. You gave me my life. And nobody else can give that to me. Isn't this the testimony of the rest of the scriptures? In God we live and move and have our being. We can't take a step unless God lets us. And God lets us do a lot of stuff.
Isn't this the testimony of the rest of the scriptures? In the Old Testament, the Bible says, the Lord knew us before we were born. He stitched us together in our mother's womb. The love, the care, the concern. There's nobody who loves us more than God. And at least this psalmist is acknowledging, boy, do I have something to be grateful for. My gratitude is coming from God, who gives me a gift that's unique, not something that's mass-produced like all that Good Friday baloney. Black Friday baloney. The second thing in verse 3 that we want to take a look at is that the author of the psalm, there's something more here than just the fact that God's our creator, right? Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we're His. Do you hear these words? They're possessive. We're His. We're His people. We're the sheep of His pasture. It's as though there's a relationship, that it's close, that it's nurtured. You hear this in the verse? And not only does God make us, He made 7 billion people on the world. But 2/3 of them don't believe that they have a relationship or don't believe that God exists. Right? But the second part of the psalm is talking about the close personal relationship that he has with God through faith. We belong to him. We're the sheep of his pasture. That means that we are members of his church. He's redeemed us. He's bought us back from our sins with his blood. When we're sheep of his pasture, that means we're members of his flock. Right? And that's all done through the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. We sang it earlier with him, whatever it was, 7:14, right? When he talks about this close relationship, he's thrilled, he's thankful, because God has given him something that nobody else can give. Not all the mass-produced stuff on Black Friday, but the Good Friday righteousness of Jesus Christ. The Good Friday blood that Jesus shed on the cross that washed away sins and defeated us from every enemy. Now that's a gift that can't be mass-produced and can't be given to any of us other than by God himself. Remember how the Apostle Peter said it? First letter. It wasn't with silver or gold that God redeemed you from the empty way of life. And when you hear empty way of life, that sounds like Black Friday. Who redeemed you from the empty way of life that's handed down to you, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. That's a great verse. Not Black Friday, but Good Friday is what enlivens the heart to thanksgiving and makes us genuinely happy, because God our Father created us, Jesus has redeemed us, and His Holy Spirit has persuaded us to trust in Him with this relationship that makes us belong to Him. Tonight we thank God that we're His. We thank God that we're His. See, that's what makes a thankful heart. If you ask the question, and it's answered here in verse 3, if you ask the question, well, what is it that makes a thankful heart? Is it abundance? Is it scarcity? And the answer is, no, it's faith. It's faith in God. Trusting that we have a God, a Father, a Son, and a Holy Spirit, all of whom love us with an eternal love to give us things that this world can't offer. Who've redeemed us from everything this world has to offer, because it's empty and it's meaningless and it's nothingless, and to secure a place for us and an eternal home that goes beyond all understanding. Now you understand why the author of the psalm is so thrilled, because he's tasted the emptiness of what the world has to offer. He said, I'm done. I am done trying to find meaning and satisfaction in the world, because it can't offer me anything. There's nothing there. There's no there there. If you want to understand why people have more and more and more and more every year, and yet they seem less and less and less and less thankful, it's because they're trying to take their satisfaction from stuff. But the psalmist says, you can't find satisfaction in stuff. You find satisfaction in God. Our hearts will always be restless until they find their rest in Christ. It's no wonder then why the psalmist says, then let the earth shout for joy. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, which is the psalmist's way of saying, we've got a reason to worship. We've got a reason to come together and praise the Lord. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his faithful love endures forever. His faithfulness through all generations. I stand side by side and shoulder to shoulder with you because I got more stuff than I'll need in 3 lifetimes, probably 10. But tonight, that's not why we're grateful or thankful. Whether we have lots, whether we have little, we've got the Lord. Thank God that we're His. Amen.